Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Josh.
So how was your weekend?
Quite busy this weekend.
Really? Those are hard.
Yeah.
So what did you do on Saturday?
Well, Saturday morning, I usually clean the house.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of boring, but I have to clean the bathroom and then the kitchen and then the lounge room because I have lots of cats.
Okay.
And the cats leave hair everywhere. So I always have to clean on Saturday mornings.
Yes, cats are messy.
Yeah.
So after you cleaned, what did you do?
Well, in the afternoon, I went for a walk up the mountain. It was a beautiful sunny day. There were no clouds in the sky.
Wow.
It was gorgeous. So I walked up the mountain and I saw a ferret.
A ferret?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're a little furry animal, four legs, tail. Not like a rabbit, but about the same size as a rabbit.
Okay.
And they're kind of gold brown color.
Wow. Did you see any other animals on your walk?
No. Okay. I didn't see any other animals on the ground, but I did see a beautiful bird flying in the sky.
Wow. Do you know what kind?
I think it was an ibis. It's a big bird that usually walks in the water. It has long legs and it was white with a black head.
Great. So after your walk, did you do anything else?
I went home. And then I watched some TV.
Okay.
That was about it for my Saturday.
Okay. What did you do on Sunday?
Sunday, I went to the art museum.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
I really like to go and see new art, pictures or paintings or photographs or sometimes sculptures.
Okay. So who's your favorite artist?
I don't really have a favorite artist, but I really like watercolors.
Okay.
So pictures that are painted with just a kind of soft painting style.
Do you like paintings of nature?
I do like paintings of nature. I especially like paintings of flowers and animals.
Okay.
And places that have water, like lakes or rivers or the sea.
Oh, that sounds like you had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks.
Okay. Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Josh.
So how was your weekend?
Quite busy this weekend.
Really? Those are hard.
Yeah.
So what did you do on Saturday?
Well, Saturday morning, I usually clean the house.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of boring, but I have to clean the bathroom and then the kitchen and then the lounge room because I have lots of cats.
Okay.
And the cats leave hair everywhere. So I always have to clean on Saturday mornings.
Yes, cats are messy.
Yeah.
So after you cleaned, what did you do?
Well, in the afternoon, I went for a walk up the mountain. It was a beautiful sunny day. There were no clouds in the sky.
Wow.
It was gorgeous. So I walked up the mountain and I saw a ferret.
A ferret?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're a little furry animal, four legs, tail. Not like a rabbit, but about the same size as a rabbit.
Okay.
And they're kind of gold brown color.
Wow. Did you see any other animals on your walk?
No. Okay. I didn't see any other animals on the ground, but I did see a beautiful bird flying in the sky.
Wow. Do you know what kind?
I think it was an ibis. It's a big bird that usually walks in the water. It has long legs and it was white with a black head.
Great. So after your walk, did you do anything else?
I went home and then I watched some TV.
Okay.
That was about it for my Saturday.
Okay. What did you do on Sunday?
Sunday, I went to the art museum.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
I really like to go and see new art, pictures or paintings or photographs or sometimes sculptures.
Okay. So who's your favorite artist?
I don't really have a favorite artist, but I really like watercolors.
Okay.
So pictures that are painted with just soft, a kind of soft painting style.
Do you like paintings of nature?
I do like paintings of nature. I especially like paintings of flowers and animals.
Okay.
And places that have water, like lakes or rivers or the sea.
Oh, that sounds like you had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks.
Okay. Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Josh.
So how was your weekend?
Quite busy this weekend.
Really? Those are hard.
Yeah.
So what did you do on Saturday?
Well, Saturday morning, I usually clean the house.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of boring, but I have to clean the bathroom and then the kitchen and then the lounge room because I have lots of cats.
Okay.
And the cats leave hair everywhere. So I always have to clean on Saturday mornings.
Yes, cats are messy.
Yeah.
So after you cleaned, what did you do?
Well, in the afternoon, I went for a walk up the mountain. It was a beautiful sunny day. There were no clouds in the sky.
Wow.
It was gorgeous. So I walked up the mountain and I saw a ferret.
A ferret?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're a little furry animal, four legs, tail. Not like a rabbit, but about the same size as a rabbit.
Okay.
And they're kind of gold brown color.
Wow. Did you see any other animals on your walk?
No. Okay. I didn't see any other animals on the ground, but I did see a beautiful bird flying in the sky.
Wow. Do you know what kind?
I think it was an ibis. It's a big bird that usually walks in the water. It has long legs and it was white with a black head.
Great. So after your walk, did you do anything else?
I went home. And then I watched some TV.
Okay.
That was about it for my Saturday.
Okay. What did you do on Sunday?
Sunday, I went to the art museum.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
I really like to go and see new art, pictures or paintings or photographs or sometimes sculptures.
Okay. So who's your favorite artist?
I don't really have a favorite artist, but I really like watercolors.
Okay.
So pictures that are painted with just soft, a kind of soft painting style.
Do you like paintings of nature?
I do like paintings of nature. I especially like paintings of flowers and animals.
Okay.
And places that have water, like lakes or rivers or the sea.
Oh, that sounds like you had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks.
Okay.
Speaker 1.
What is my favorite sport? My favorite sport to participate in is actually swimming, and I used to do it competitively when I was younger. Now I just do it for fun and for exercise. But my favorite sport to watch is soccer or football, depending on where you're from. I had a really good time watching the World Cup this year. It was very exciting and very interesting, so I was really happy about that.
Speaker 2.
What is my favorite sport? By far, my favorite sport is football, or in America they call it soccer, because I love the passion of football, and it's a very fast game. So I love to watch and also play football. But I like most sports, really. Usually ball sports, rugby, tennis. I like watching all kinds of sports. But to play, football has to be number one.
Speaker 3.
What is my favorite sport? My favorite sport to do is skiing. My favorite sport to watch is ice hockey. I love ice hockey. I think it is the sexiest sport on television today.
Speaker 4.
My favorite sports would actually be only badminton, because I hate sports. I don't like football. I don't like ice hockey. I just hate it when my friends always talk about sports. And I go like, come on, you don't want to do anything else? No, we only want to talk about sports. But so the only sports I like is badminton.
Speaker 5.
What is my favorite sport? Well, I play martial arts. I've been doing that for around 20 years. And some martial arts are not really sports. They're more for self-defense. But for what I do, and my way to stay healthy, is martial arts and running. As far as watching, that's a good question. I suppose I would have to say, in Japan, sumo is my favorite sport for watching. I've never tried it myself. I would have to be probably three times as big as I am to even begin to qualify for something like that.
Speaker 6.
What is my favorite sport? My favorite sport is definitely football, or as American English says, soccer. I'm a very big fan of a very small team called Walsall in the English league. But when I was in England, I used to travel every weekend to go and watch them play, no matter what the weather or no matter what the result or the likelihood.
Speaker 1.
What is my favorite sport? My favorite sport to participate in is actually swimming, and I used to do it competitively when I was younger. Now I just do it for fun and for exercise. But my favorite sport to watch is soccer, or football, depending on where you're from. I had a really good time watching the World Cup this year. It was very exciting and very interesting, so I was really happy about that.
Speaker 2.
What is my favorite sport? By far, my favorite sport is football, or in America they call it soccer, because I love the passion of football, and it's a very fast game. So I love to watch and also play football. But I like most sports, really, usually ball sports, rugby, tennis. I like watching all kinds of sports, but to play, football has to be number one.
Speaker 3.
What is my favorite sport? My favorite sport to do is skiing. My favorite sport to watch is ice hockey. I love ice hockey. I think it is the sexiest sport on television today.
Speaker 4.
My favorite sports would actually be only badminton, because I hate sports. I don't like football. I don't like ice hockey. I just hate it when my friends always talk about sports. And I go like, come on, you don't want to do anything else? No, we only want to talk about sports. But so the only sports I like is badminton.
Speaker 5.
What is my favorite sport? Well, I play martial arts. I've been doing that for around 20 years, and some martial arts are not really sports. They're more for self-defense, but for what I do and my way to stay healthy is martial arts and running. As far as watching, that's a good question. I suppose I would have to say in Japan, sumo is my favorite sport for watching. I've never tried it myself. I would have to be probably three times as big as I am to even begin to qualify for something like that.
Speaker 6.
What is my favorite sport? My favorite sport is definitely football, or as American English says, soccer. I'm a very big fan of a very small team called Walsall in the English league. But when I was in England, I used to travel every weekend to go and watch them play, no matter what the weather or no matter what the result or the likelihood.
Speaker 1.
What is my favorite sport? My favorite sport to participate in is actually swimming, and I used to do it competitively when I was younger. Now I just do it for fun and for exercise. But my favorite sport to watch is soccer, or football, depending on where you're from. I had a really good time watching the World Cup this year. It was very exciting and very interesting, so I was really happy about that.
Speaker 2.
What is my favorite sport? By far, my favorite sport is football, or in America they call it soccer, because I love the passion of football, and it's a very fast game. So I love to watch and also play football. But I like most sports, really. Usually ball sports, rugby, tennis. I like watching all kinds of sports. But to play, football has to be number one.
Speaker 3.
What is my favorite sport? My favorite sport to do is skiing. My favorite sport to watch is ice hockey. I love ice hockey. I think it is the sexiest sport on television today.
Speaker 4.
My favorite sports would actually be only badminton, because I hate sports. I don't like football. I don't like ice hockey. I just hate it when my friends always talk about sports. And I go like, come on, you don't want to do anything else? No, we only want to talk about sports. But so the only sports I like is badminton.
Speaker 5.
What is my favorite sport? Well, I play martial arts. I've been doing that for around 20 years. And some martial arts are not really sports. They're more for self-defense. But for what I do and my way to stay healthy is martial arts and running. As far as watching, that's a good question. I suppose I would have to say in Japan, sumo is my favorite sport for watching. I've never tried it myself. I would have to be probably three times as big as I am to even begin to qualify for something like that.
Speaker 6.
What is my favorite sport? My favorite sport is definitely football, or as American English says, soccer. I'm a very big fan of a very small team called Walsall in the English league. But when I was in England, I used to travel every weekend to go and watch them play, no matter what the weather or no matter what the result or the likelihood.
Bookshop receives huge boost from Twitter by Learn With News. Level 1. There is a bookshop in England. It is in a small town. The bookshop is family-owned. It is over 100 years old. The shop has not been making enough money. On January 14th, they didn't sell a single book. They tweeted about not selling any books. They asked people to help them. They wanted people to come to the store. The tweet has been retweeted over 9,000 times. It was retweeted by a famous author, and many people heard about the store. Now, the Twitter account for the bookshop has 20,000 followers. They have also received thousands of orders for books. People have been going to their shop every day. The news has been so big in the UK that other small bookshops have been helped too. People around the UK have been going to their local bookshop instead of ordering online. Bookshop receives huge boost from Twitter. By Learn With News. Level 1. There is a bookshop in England. It is in a small town. The bookshop is family-owned. It is over 100 years old. The shop has not been making enough money. On January 14th, they didn't sell a single book. They tweeted about not selling any books. They asked people to help them. They wanted people to come to the store. The tweet has been retweeted over 9,000 times. It was retweeted by a famous author, and many people heard about the store. Now, the Twitter account for the bookshop has 20,000 followers. They have also received thousands of orders for books. People have been going to their shop every day. The news has been so big in the UK that other small bookshops have been helped too. People around the UK have been going to their local bookshop instead of ordering online. Bookshop receives huge boost from Twitter. By Learn With News. Level 1. There is a bookshop in England. It is in a small town. The bookshop is family-owned. It is over 100 years old. The shop has not been making enough money. On January 14th, they didn't sell a single book. They tweeted about not selling any books. They asked people to help them. They wanted people to come to the store. The tweet has been retweeted over 9,000 times. It was retweeted by a famous author, and many people heard about the store. Now, the Twitter account for the bookshop has 20,000 followers. They have also received thousands of orders for books. People have been going to their shop every day. The news has been so big in the UK that other small bookshops have been helped too. People around the UK have been going to their local bookshop instead of ordering online.